people don't think that means we're contentious. It's more a reflection of a light agenda, I want to assure people. The next item is an action item, and this is a public hearing on order R1-2016-00111 to consider adoption of proposed waste discharge requirements for McClellan Dairy West, Santa Rosa, Sonoma County. And I'm going to begin by reading the hearing procedures. And I do want the audience to note there were two changes made from the prior packet. One was to ensure, when I read it off, that we're going to adopt the environmental documents at the same time. And the second is that McClellan Dairy, as a stakeholder, has an absolute right for a hearing, and I'm going to assign them 5 minutes, although if they need more, they can, they would be entitled to more. So with that, I'm going to call this to order. This is the time and place for hearing by the California Regional Water Quality Control Board, North Coast Region, to consider adoption of waste discharge requirements, order number R1-2016-0011 for McClellan Dairy West and the mitigated negative declaration. This item has been properly noticed. Does anyone want to challenge notice? I hear none. Will all those expected to give testimony in this matter please stand, raise your right hand, and take the following oath? All right. Do you swear and affirm that you will tell the truth in this matter?
I do.
Yeah, okay. Timelines for presentation are as follows. Staff, 20 minutes. McClellan Dairy, 5 minutes. And I did want to ask you, I believe you would be entitled to more time if you needed it. Okay, thank you. So you agree to the 5 minutes. And then interested members of the public will have 3 minutes. And at this time, we'll start with the staff presentation.
Good morning, Mr. Chairman, members of the board. I'm Sherry Blatt. I'm a water resource control engineer of your staff. Today, I will present the draft waste discharge requirements for a new dairy. McClellan Dairy West is located in the Laguna de Santa Rosa watershed. We will review the general dairy program, steps taken to open this new dairy. Next, a bit about McClellan Dairy West, a history of the property, the number of cows that will be at the dairy. I will show some maps and photos of the dairy. Then we will review the proposed waste discharge requirements, how the proposed permit is similar to the current 2012 general waiver for dairies, and the California Environmental Quality Act steps that were taken to evaluate the project. In 2012, the General Dairy Program was adopted, which consists of an NPDES permit for concentrated animal feeding operations. No one is currently enrolled under this permit, but it is ready and required for any feeding operations that discharge regularly. We have general waste discharge requirements for dairies that are a high risk to water quality. These dairies are currently enrolled, three dairies are currently enrolled under the GWDR. And last, we have a general conditional waiver of waste discharge requirements that most of our 120 dairies are enrolled under. The current dairy program was designed only for existing dairies. Several steps were necessary before coming before the board today. First, the dairy owners requested a permit from our dairy program in 2015. So we began with a regional water board inspection that took place in April of last year so that staff could collect information on the new dairy. This inspection resulted in recommendations to start the process of writing individual waste discharge requirements. The McClones then hired Pernesky Chatham Consulting to draft the initial study and map the site. Next, regional board drafted the individual waste discharge requirements, edited the initial study as needed, and drafted the mitigated negative declaration for McClellan Dairy West. Last, there was a 30-day public review and state clearinghouse distribution of the permit package for agency review from May to June 2016 in order to meet CEQA. A little recent history of the property. It's located at 5000 Llano Road, Santa Rosa. It was Peter's Dairy from 1940 to 1999, at which time it became up for sale. The McClellans purchased the property in 2012, and since then they've been raising heifers, dry cows, and cows on that property. In 2015, April, the McClellans requested to reopen the dairy. This is the same table that we presented to you for the very first dairy, Mellow Dairy, back in 2015 in November. So they have the same cow numbers. If I could point, please. Thank you. So they currently have 200 cows, dry cows, heifers, and calves in the winter, 300 in the summer. Then the future project is a maximum of 370 milking plus dry cows, 287 other heifers, calves, and bulls, never exceeding a maximum of a total of 400 cattle. And this difference, these do not add up because of fluctuations in dairy herds. This is all on 277 acres, and we'll show you a map of that property. So this is the McClellan property, 277 acres. The Laguna de Santa Rosa bisects the property and flows northwest to the Russian River. The city of Santa Rosa is here. The city of Sebastopol is here. This is the city of Santa Rosa wastewater treatment plant and ponds. I'll show you a picture from the low water bridge that's about here to access the two pastures on the other side. The driveway is off Lana Road here, and it drives up to the production area, which is here. Again, the driveway is here, and the milk barn is here. This is the production area, a circle around this area. There are some houses for staff here, and these are the different fields that are rotated pastures and crops. And again, you can see the Laguna de Santa Rosa is fenced off. This is controlled by the Sonoma County Water Agency. There's a permanent fence, and cows are not allowed to go within 175 to 250 feet of the Laguna de Santa Rosa. This is the production area. Again, the driveway. Here's the milk barn. This is a concrete pad that is currently used for silage, and I have a picture of that that's covered with plastic. This all drains to the manure ponds. The milk barn wash water drains to a concrete pit here, which drains to the first storage pond, overflows to the second storage pond, mostly solids for spreading over the fields with a truck, and this is the liquids. There's a pump here and goes to the irrigation system to irrigate the pastures. This dairy is also on recycled water from the city of Santa Rosa. They get the water from a pipeline from the city of Santa Rosa. It's treated wastewater, and that water is also used to irrigate the pastures. There's a ring around the production area because the production area, including this compost area here, all drains to the manure ponds and is utilized on the dairy. I have a picture of this hay barn is standing. This hay barn, this concrete stall barn has fallen down, and this one will be reconstructed. These may be reconstructed as one. This is the milk barn and part of the concrete structure where the milk barn drains underground to this the concrete pit that's here before it goes to the first manure pond. This is the existing standing barn and the other barn that has fallen down right next to it. The concrete pit is here that drains to the manure pond one here. This is the concrete pad that consists of silage right now. It's covered with plastic in the winter, and this drains to the manure ponds. Manure pond one overflows. There's a culvert here that flow. This overflow goes to manure pond two, which is here. These have a good seal. These are filled with rainwater, and since then, this rainwater has been used to irrigate the pastures. So this was taken in April 2015. And this is the ridge looking north where This is the compost pile here. The milk barn is here. This east side drains to the Laguna de Santa Rosa. The west side drains to Turner Creek, which is a tributary to Laguna de Santa Rosa. This is the low water crossing. It's a bridge that goes over the Laguna de Santa Rosa. And again, the Sonoma County Water Agency governs this riparian area. In fact, they have a riparian revegetation project now within the fence zone. The proposed waste discharge requirements are consistent with the 2012 general waiver. A water quality plan is required that is best management plan based for water quality protection. The dairy must discuss how their practices on the dairy meet water quality regulations, such as the California Code of Regulations, Title 27, standards for confined animal facilities. They also must have they must monitor surface water for pH, temperature, ammonia, and electrical conductivity. We'll go over a chart that shows the schedule for that. And they must monitor groundwater for nitrate and fecal coliform. The proposed waste discharge requirements are different than the general than the general waiver in two areas. The riparian areas are required to be inspected, photographed, reported on in the annual reports, and protected. A nutrient management plan is required that ensures manure and nutrients are land applied evenly at agronomic rates in a manner protective of water quality. The regional board staff reviews all protection measures, including riparian protection, by reviewing annual reports, reviewing required photographs of riparian areas in those annual reports, conducting inspections, and issuing inspection reports with water quality recommendations for improvements where needed. These are the reporting submittals. The water quality plan is due in 90 days, October 2016, if adopted today. Nutrient management plan is due in 180 days, February 2017, if adopted today. The McClellans already have a nutrient management plan for the heifer operation, so this will need to be updated for the dairy for the new cow numbers. Annual report is due every November, just like all the other dairies, November 30th. However, they'll be given 1 year to submit that because they will not have the buildings ready for this November. The surface water monitoring is due three times per winter. That's during a one-inch storm within 24 hours, and they have to be at least 30 days apart. Groundwater monitoring is spring-fall for 2 years for the nitrate and fecal coliform. And there's an annual fee by State Water Resources Control Board every year. The bills come out in December. And for instance, a bill for 200 to 299 cows milking plus dry is currently $964. And it's been the same last year, too. Public Resources Code requires tribal consultation regarding new projects. As lead agency under CEQA, we consulted with the Federated Indians of Grayton Rancheria regarding the tribal cultural resources in the initial study, the mitigative negative declaration, and the proposed waste discharge requirements. This consultation included numerous correspondences, several meetings, a joint visit to the project site, and the McClellans hiring a private archaeologist to perform a survey and produce an archaeology report with recommendations for cultural resource protections. The resulting mitigated measures were incorporated into the draft WDRs and the initial study mitigated negative declaration. We believe that the mitigations will protect the cultural resources. Four documents were included in the proposed permit package for review: the individual waste discharge requirements, the mitigated negative declaration that concludes that the project will not have a significant effect on the environment with the incorporation of mitigations, the initial study, the notice of public comment for a 30-day public review. No comments were received from the public or from agencies. A few non-substantive changes were made. So that's all. We just recommend adoption of Order R1-2016-0011 with the mitigated negative declaration and the errata sheet that was handed out to you today. There are two small changes to the order and the initial study. That's all.
Could you briefly summarize those in case there's someone from the public that wants to testify? Just the change in the errata sheet?
The change in the errata sheet.
Or was that available outside?
The errata sheet is on our website. And are there any on the table? Okay, I can go over that. There was one change in the order. Page 1, number 1. It's numbered paragraph 1. We had a sentence that was confusing. It said expanding the dairy or expanding the facility or the dairy herd size capacity must apply for a new individual waste discharge requirement permit or a new individual waiver of waste discharge requirements or a new NPDES permit from the Regional Water Board. Our point is that any dairy that's expanding has to get its own permit. So we clarified that. And then we had a change on page 38 of the initial study. The word not was removed because it is possible to have liquefaction from earthquakes in that area. So the word not was incorrect and was removed from the initial study. Okay. Just those two changes.
Thank you. And to the public, if those changes change your desire to testify, please get in a car to Patty. And thank you for your presentation.
Thank you.
Any board member questions or comments? Okay. Then I will call McClellan Dairy to present. And I personally observed you taking the oath, so.
Good morning. My name is Jana McClellan, and our family has been in the dairy business since 1938 when the original farm started in Novato with my grandparents. Today, our organic dairy farm is managed by myself, Jana McClellan, and parents George and Dora. We always strive to have high-quality milk while protecting the environment and creating a positive workplace for the entire team who helps us on the farm. Protecting and sustaining the land, soil, and water for the next generation, again, will be our goal for this dairy farm on Lana Road. Thank you.
Well, I just wanted to say your stewardship for the land and your care both for the environment and the dairy business really comes through in the permit, and I wanted to thank you for that.
Thank you.
And then also it strikes me there's way too much paperwork to run a dairy, but I appreciate your good cheer and your problem solving to get where we are. So I think it's an excellent permit. Thank you.
Thank you.
Do we have any members of the public who want to speak? Okay. I'm going to bring it back to the board. And remember, you need to add the phrase, the mitigated negative declaration, to your motion of adoption.
Mr. Chair, a point of clarification, but we adopt, though, if we move to adopt this, we adopt the CEQA document as a separate motion. Is that correct?
No, part of the...
It's all one.
Right. We didn't put that in the notice, and I just want to make very clear what our motion is, that it's adopting both the resolution and the mitigated negative declaration.
No problem. I just want to get it right. Well, Mr. Chair, I will give you a motion, to adopt order number R1-2016-001. With the errata sheet change and the CEQA document that goes with it.
I'll second.
Okay. Any board questions or comments? Okay. Call the roll.
Board Member Minton.
Aye.
Board Member Hale.
Aye.
Board Member Noren.
Aye.
Chairman Corbin.
Aye.
Board Member Gant.
Aye.
Board Member
Duke. Aye. Thank you. We're now going to the phase in the agenda for information items.